Just as our material body and mind are soaked with vasanas, owing to which it impels the soul to indulge in so many sinful activities, degrading the soul. In the same manner, the wick that is soaked in ghee is used for highlighting the limbs of the beautiful form of the archa, deity form of the Lord. If you see in South Indian temples, you will see that the ghee lamp is used for highlighting the Lord's lotus feet, the Lord's chest, and the Lord's lotus face, and finally the Lord's whole form of the Lord. So in this way, using a wick soaked in ghee to highlight the spiritual beauty of the Lord is tantamount to using our body soaked with vasanas in engaging in the Lord's service. That is the meaning. And when that ghee lamp is passed through the devotees touch it with their hands and touch their eyes, which means the same lamp which highlighted the beauty of the Lord for everyone to see, let that also give me the sight by which I can see the Lord. So the deep or the fire is always vertical, moving upwards. Similarly, our consciousness should always be approaching upwards, not downwards, not looking towards the dirty things of the world, but should always be approaching upwards, approaching the feet of the Lord. So if one performs either puja for the Lord like this, or one is taking darshan of the Lord and accepting the arati lamp with a proper understanding, then that brings about a reformation of consciousness. It develops a person. In the same way, Srila Prabhupada said that chanting of the holy name should be done with a proper understanding and at the same time with attention. The holy name of the Lord is non-different from the Lord. This truth is very strongly stressed and asserted in all the scriptures and by all the holy men, that the name of Krishna is not different from his personality. And just as Krishna's personality has a right to either reveal or not reveal himself to the people of the world, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Naham Prakasha Sarvasya Yogamaya Samavrita, in the same manner, the holy name also reserves its right to reveal its glory or not reveal itself to people, depending on how they approach it. As Krishna says, Yetamam Prapadyante. Although the holy name appears to be a combination of few alphabetical letters, and the holy name is the personality of Krishna himself, and it depends on how one approaches it, that the holy name rewards the chanter. Like the impersonless and the materialist approach the holy name with a motive of achieving liberation and sense gratification. So they cannot get anything beyond this corollary benefits of chanting as getting liberation and sense gratification. So one is supposed to approach the holy name with a pure heart, with a pure consciousness, as one would approach Krishna himself. That is why in one letter, Prabhupada, when he wrote to one of his disciples, he wrote, how should one chant this holy name? He said, O Hare, O Radharani, O energy of Krishna, and O Krishna, please engage me in your devotional service and give me relief from the service of Maya. So just as a child would genuinely cry for the help of the mother, similarly a person who is chanting is supposed to call to the supreme pleasure potency of the Lord, Hare or Radharani, and seek her help and request her to engage us in the service of the supreme Lord Krishna. So Prabhupada always said this should be kept in the mind and remembered, and in this attitude one should call out the holy names. And this is actually proper understanding. And one should understand with what motive one should call out the holy name. If anybody wants anything short of Krishna Prema, then it is very easily available by the holy name. As liberation or sense gratification or peace of mind, or just like you hear Vedantago Brahmanasyat Chatriyo Vijayi Bhavet Vaishyo Dhanasamruddhi Shudro Sakamavapniyat. You can get all these things very easily. If you want to become Vedantago Brahmanasyat, if you want to become an expert in Vedanta, you can get that. If you want Vijayi as a Kshatriya, you will get that. If you want Dhanasamruddhi as a Vaishya, you will get that. Sukhama Vapniyat, if you want Sukham as a Shudra, you will get that. Very easy to get through the holy name. But these are all corollary benefits. So keeping the ultimate goal of Krishna Prema in the mind, one should always do every activity in the path of devotion service with the desire to achieve this Krishna Prema. And one should also approach the holy name in this proper mood and pray to the holy name every day, understanding that the holy name will reciprocate with me only if I approach it with a proper attitude, not with the attitude of getting sense gratification or liberation or anything less than Krishna Prem. So Prabhupada says the holy name will reciprocate with the chanter, and gradually it will blossom like a bud blossoming into a beautiful flower, giving out a fragrance. Similarly, when one approaches the holy name with a proper attitude, Krishna's beauty, name, fame, form, pastimes, qualities, everything that is already present in the holy name will be gradually blossomed, giving out the pure fragrance of pure devotion service, awarding one a staunch attachment to loving devotion service and nothing short of that. With firm faith, one should approach the holy name in this right attitude with a proper understanding, and then sure enough the holy name will bestow its true representation without giving us the corollary benefits. So let us pray that the holy name bestows this Krishna Prema in our hearts and awaken it, and let us not compromise with anything short of this Krishna Prema. Harinam Prabhu ki. Amen.